I know of a sister, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her ease, she told me you can give my example in your talks. 3 years, she was crying and fighting with her folks to marry a certain person, and she was so desperate. The guy was a decent guy. And I met both of them. And ultimately they said, our parents are really, really lovely people, but this particular matter, something went wrong. They're not seeing eye to eye. And I told her, I said, you know what? I don't believe you should just hurt your parents when they're lovely people. I mean, try to talk to them and again and again and again. And maybe if they're a bit upset and they're arguing and so, no problem, let that happen. But don't do something, especially when there's nothing. Like, the reasons they gave were there. They were relatively, you know, but they don't know this particular person. They're saying, we've got this and this condition. And the guy's family saying, no way, no conditions. And so 3 years passed. It didn't happen. Until I told a sister, I said, you know what, set yourself a deadline, December. It doesn't happen by this date, just move on. How can I move on? You know, I've invested so many emotions and so on. One wonders what must have happened. May Allah bless you. You're not the first person who's going to have to move on, and you're never going to be the last one. We've all moved on. The sister reluctantly moved, well, tried to move on, said, okay, the guy got married a little while later. 3 months in, he was murdered, right? Guess what happened? Very, very sad. The in-laws decided they want to file a case against the wife that she was involved in all of this. She lost a spouse whom she loved so much, and she also was accused of something she didn't do. Can you imagine how broken she was? And this sister, I didn't know about it. The sister calls me the first one and says, this is what happened, and now I know why Allah didn't want me to be in that situation, because his death was always written. I wouldn't have known. But now, if I was in there and I was accused of something of this nature, imagine what would have happened to me. The matter was solved and everything happened, but I'm just giving you an example why sometimes Allah holds things back.